You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Irene McKelvey, who is from Bankie Talk Talking Newspaper. Hi, Irene. Thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about Bankie Talk Talking Newspaper and how it started?
We started in 1983, and it was a chap who felt there was a need for it in Clydebank, and he approached Western Bartonshire, as far as I know, and they agreed that he could do it. So initially he started in Clydebank Town Hall, and then they moved to the library, and then they eventually got the office in Clyde Street, where we are at the moment, from Western Bartonshire. When the inception of Bankie Talk started, it was very basic. It was tapes, recording tapes, and they were delivered by hand to the people who were blind or partially sighted. And then they progressed to CDs, and now we're on memory sticks, which makes it much easier. So what happens is we record, we have recording engineers, we have three offices, the admin office, we have the recording studio, and we have an audio studio. So we have two engineers and a third one who helps with the setup. They record for us, and in the recording room we have generally three readers, and the paper is divided into three parts or two parts, whatever we've got available, and the Clydebank Post is recorded. It takes about an hour. It's a half hour, and then we have a short break, in which time we have a quiz and a poem. So after that, we resume for the next half hour and are just a general goodbye. We start with some music and we finish with some music, and we try to make it cheerful. We are not very strict, so we bring away a bit of lightheartedness into it. We talk about the weather or what somebody's up to, things like that, just making it a wee bit more communicative with the clients. The memory sticks go into a wallet, and the wallets are sent out by courtesy of the General Post Office, and they pay for that. So they're sent out to our clients, who return them the following week. And what happens is the wallets have got the name and address of the client, and when they receive it, they're able to turn the label over and slot it back into the space, and it's addressed to Bankie Talk. We obviously have a computerised system now, which we didn't have up until about 3 years ago. So that's all recorded on the computer, who receives it, when they sent it back, and the book that we send out once a month. We contact our clients quite often just to find out if they're happy with the book and happy with what's being read in the Clydebank Post, and just generally to keep up with them in a chat. We have 11 volunteers. Some of them come in every second week, and we have the treasurer, myself, and I'm the chairperson. My husband actually is the treasurer. And the rest of the gang, we just work all together, a good team.
How important are volunteers to the Talking Newspaper?
Extremely, extremely. We couldn't do anything without them. We have six readers, and they take alternate weeks. If somebody can't manage, somebody else will step in. We have audio engineers who are essential. If we don't have either of them in, or both of them in, we can't do it. So that's important. We need a treasurer, obviously, and the other girls, they work the computer. So we're a well-run organisation, and I've got to compliment them all on the work that they do, and they enjoy it.
How many listeners do you have, more or less?
About 26. We had quite a few more before COVID, then just that was the way it was. So we endeavour to get more clients via social services and various organisations. So we're a kind of steady between 26 and 30.
You mentioned that you send a book as well as recording the Clydebank Post. Can you tell me a bit more about the book?
We have a list of about 300-400 books, actually, all titled, all with the author. And what I do is I look on the web, check the book, feel that if it's of interest to our clients and we send it out. Sometimes we get a note in the wallet saying that they enjoyed it or they didn't enjoy it, but it's a difficult thing to please everybody. You know, everybody's got different tastes, but we do our best. Some like biographies, some like crime, some like humour. So we tend to just pick what we think people would enjoy.
How can people listen to Banky Talk, Talking Newspaper, or even get in touch?
We have Zoom boxes, you know, the boxes that they can put their memory stick into. And also mostly now people have their own system in the house, whether it be television or a machine themselves that they can put the memory stick into. If we need to supply a box, somebody will deliver it to that person, explain how it works, and if there's any issues, they contact us. They can get us on a Wednesday. That's the day that we're in the office. It's bankytalk@yahoo.com, 13/14 Clyde Street, 0746 979 2648. And there's an answer machine on the phone.
That's great. Thank you so much, Irene, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.